Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back, and I hope that you've been with us on this fine radio station and or along with us each weekday on this podcast. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we are going to set out at last for our journey with our father Abraham, beginning in Genesis chapter 11. This is the last episode in which we will discuss the importance of the Hebrew Bible. Although, since we will be living again in the Hebrew Bible, the Torah, in Genesis, the lesson we have been learning will not leave us. I thought it was necessary to highlight the Hebrew roots of being Christian and the importance of the Hebrew Bible in this introduction to God and Abraham. So let's wrap up our introduction now. When we left off last time, we were talking about a fourth and final point as to why the Hebrew Bible is so important to us. And this fourth insight has us veering slightly away from the scriptures themselves so that we can talk about the other early Jewish sources that assist us greatly in developing a clear interpretation for what we read in our New Testament. In other words, there are certain words or phrases, and there are events that take place outside of our Old Testament, but still within Jewish history and culture, that are essential for us to know because they explain something Jesus says or does in the Gospels. I have two examples to share with you. Yesterday we covered the first example in Matthew 5 verses 43 and 44 and what the Dead Sea Scrolls offer us in helping us to understand what Jesus says about hating your enemy. Obviously, the non-biblical material in the Dead Sea Scrolls is not scripture, but nevertheless was written there by those who referred to themselves as the sons of light, encouraging hatred towards the sons of darkness. This tells us of the sectarian belief that was in place at the time of Jesus, a belief that one hates, that is not found in the Hebrew Bible, but rather emerges during the time of Christ and is still in play among the Essenes, or whoever wrote what we call the Dead Sea Scrolls. I hope what I said was clear and helpful for you in seeing the connection between something Christ said in his Sermon on the Mount and the text included on the Dead Sea Scrolls found at Qumran in Israel, initially in 1946. Today, I want to draw your attention to an event in the life of Christ over in John's Gospel at chapter 10. Those of you with Bibles at the ready, open them to John chapter 10 and verse 22. That's John 10, 22. As you find your place there, I will tell you about a second early Jewish source for shedding bright light on what happened, in this case, in the Gospel of John. The source is the Apocrypha. I will spell that for note takers, A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A, Apocrypha. A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A. This is an intertestamental source. Now, what do we mean by intertestamental? Simply put, we mean that which took place between the Testaments. Over 400 years separate the final book of the Old Testament, Malachi, from the first book of the New Testament, Matthew, the opening action chronologically really beginning in Luke 1. Those 400 years are the intertestamental period. Even though God did not give any word during this span of time, it was not that nothing happened. Quite a lot of action took place, and we can read about that in the Apocrypha, in such books as 1st and 2nd Maccabees. What is written therein enhances our understanding of Judaism during New Testament times. And the example I have for us, how this Jewish source, the Apocrypha, can aid our understanding is found in the Bible itself at John chapter 10. I will now read verses 22 and 23. At that time, the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. The feast of dedication, what is that? It is the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, also called the Feast of Lights. This is not mentioned in the Old Testament. I repeat, the Feast of Dedication, also called Hanukkah, is not mentioned in the Hebrew Bible. That is because its origin is intertestamental. It comes from the time between the testaments. So if we want to understand why Jesus is in Jerusalem in the winter at the time of the Feast of the Dedication, what is Hanukkah, still very much celebrated today, by the way, then we turn not to the Old Testament, but to the Apocrypha in 1st and 2nd Maccabees. The history is that during the intertestamental period, the Maccabees, led by Judas Maccabeus, rededicated the temple after it had been desecrated by Antiochus IV Epiphanes. At that time, Maccabeus established this festival, and it was celebrated at the time of Christ. So, I hope you can see we need these early Jewish sources that go beyond what the Old Testament or Hebrew Bible says, so that we can understand Judaism in New Testament times. By the way, concerning both the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Apocrypha, much, much more can be said. I am merely scratching the surface and trying to be very concise in summary because I do not want to lose any listener in what might be considered historical minutiae by some. At the same time, I want to include brief discussion on the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Apocrypha because this is all a part of why we Christians and Jews need to grasp the importance of the Hebrew Bible and associated non-biblical but highly influential material such as these documents. Besides, I know there are those of you who, like me, find all of this fascinating and want to know more. You like having your curiosity piqued. This may well prompt listeners to do some of your own research and reading. Great! Go for it, friends! Be a lifelong learner. Many, many Christians spend the majority of their lives in the New Testament, and that's a good place to reside. But friends, let us also be a people of the Old Testament, better named the Hebrew Bible, or the Hebrew Scriptures, or even the First Testament. I urge you not to skip over any portion of these Hebrew texts as you read through the whole Bible. And as you read Genesis through Malachi, remember your Hebrew roots. So let me pull all of this together by reminding you of the four insights into why we should treasure these Hebrew scriptures. First, Jesus and the others in the New Testament had a positive attitude towards them. If these were good enough for Jesus, they are good enough for us. Second, in order to understand Jesus, we have to understand him from a Jewish perspective, and therefore we have to comprehend the Jewish Bible, which is the Bible that influenced the Jewish man Jesus' life and ministry. Third, what we call the Old Testament provides for us the theological key for opening the door to the New Testament. And fourth, by studying certain other early Jewish sources, we will be better able to understand what is happening and what is being said in the New Testament. I have given you examples of each along the way, and sometimes, especially with content such as this, it is valuable for you to hear it more than once. Therefore, can I invite you once again to the God Is podcast? It is easy to get from godisministry.org. Get online and punch in godisministry.org to your web browser and find each day's podcast waiting for you and others you want to share it with. At the bottom left-hand corner of the website's homepage, you can subscribe to the podcast and get it automatically downloaded to your phone or tablet for easy listening on the go. At the top right-hand corner of the homepage, do not forget to click the links to Facebook and Instagram to like and follow our pages and leave comments. We post daily uplifting and encouraging content, healthy content, on social media. So rather than looking at junk, follow God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and center your life on God. Having concluded our introduction, let me get you ready for tomorrow. Lord willing, we are going to go to Genesis chapter 11 and start reading at verse 26. That will introduce us to this man Abram, his original name, his father, his brothers, his nephew, and his wife. I invite you to read Genesis 11, verses 26 to 32, before we get together again tomorrow. Genesis 11, verses 26 through 32. When you do, you will also read about some geography, place names like Ur, Canaan, and Haran. So if you have maps at the back of your Bible, which any good Bible does, then look at those as you read. It is always helpful to use the maps. As a young person in school, you might have asked yourself, what good is learning all this geography? Well, I hate to sound like your mother or your teacher, but it is indeed very useful, quite practical, to know your geography. And certainly as a student of the Bible, geography is essential. That will become clear to you in the upcoming discussion between us. All right, I have looked over my notes, and I believe we are now ready to go. Anticipate a great adventure with God and Abraham. Be sure and invite others along. Even if they have missed this introduction, they can always get caught up on the podcast. And if they are here with you tomorrow, they will get in on the action from the start. So send a text, make a call, share God Is, and join us again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.